Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Thursday. Steve Williams is going to join us from Hershey in a few minutes. Get an update on how the local guys are doing down at the PIAA Wrestling Championships. Meanwhile, Kevin continues to look for white smoke from Pittsburgh about the Troy Polamalu watch.
Or no smoke at all.
He will not be a Pittsburgh Steeler next year.
I know.
Well,
I'll tell you what, this is a busy weekend around here with state wrestling championships going on.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. So let's
as I try to change the subject.
What? Away from what? I mean, the Polamalu thing is a very interesting subject because it does bring up a guy that is a huge reason why two Super Bowls have been won. He may have been one of the top five players of the decade of the 2000s. And Vince Wilfork today, bagged by the New England Patriots. Wilfork meant a lot to what the Patriots have done over the years. But the Patriots have had the ability to stay near the top because they have the ability to make these kind of unemotional decisions. Dude, that's where remember we've talked about, you wanting to be a GM and so forth. And you'd struggle being a GM because you become attached.
Yes. Yes, it would be very difficult.
I'm not making a joke here. I'm not kidding
no,
around.
No, no, I agree with you. It would be difficult.
That would be an issue for you. That would be an issue for you because you become attached. I mean, the single most important player that you need to lock up in the Steeler organization is Ben Roethlisberger. No ifs, ands, or buts. There isn't really another person that is really close to being in second place on that list. For the Eagles right now, there isn't that person. That person is not in the Eagles organization that is the number one person that you have to lock up on the field. Who is it?
I don't think he's been drafted yet.
Right, and exactly. Can they put themselves in a position where they invest everything they've got in what Marcus Mariota can do? And they're not in a position yet to draft him. They have to come up with a plan, if they wish to draft him, as to how to get there. The Ravens, I mentioned what yesterday that the contract, what was it, a 6-year deal he signed with the Ravens, $120 million, does that sound right? $58 million was guaranteed. The anniversary of that was yesterday. And whatever you say about Joe Flacco, I don't think Joe Flacco is one of the top five or six quarterbacks in the NFL, but I do think he's in the top dozen.
What does it take to put him in the top, say, five?
What does it take to put him in the top five? I think what you have to do is year in and year out be the focal point of what's going on and win championships. He's done well. There's no question about that. But this past season, for example, let's take this past season. I thought he performed well near the end. I thought he had a really good game against the Patriots, and he performed well against the Steelers. But really, you look at the body of his work through the season, he had his ups and downs this year with Baltimore. It was not the smoothest of rides for him. And it really hasn't been the smoothest of rides for the last couple of years for him. That's one thing, you could talk about what Brady did early in the year at Kansas City and a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo talk after the Kansas City game back in September. But after that, Brady settled down and was Brady again and was unbelievable. Manning was great the first 8-9 weeks of the season. And then Manning suddenly, you know, Manning got hurt and Manning didn't play well. Drew Brees was up and down. Aaron Rodgers was on the whole time all year. Russell Wilson, fabulous. But I think there's that group of between 6 and 12 that includes a Joe Flacco, includes a Phillip Rivers, includes a Tony Romo. I think Romo has to be included in that. May include a Matt Ryan. I don't know. I see some things that Matt Ryan does I like. And again, missing on the quarterback is huge. The Redskins, perfect example. Remember, the Redskins did not have the second overall pick in the draft. They traded with St. Louis to get the second overall pick in the draft. And then they threw all their eggs into that basket. And in a lot of ways, Ryan Tannehill, drafted after him, has performed better. Now they're in different situations, different personnel groupings, different coaching, things like that. I understand all that. But Tannehill at least has been, I think, good. Look at Buffalo. They just got LeSean McCoy. They went out and they traded for Matt Castle. You don't want to put yourself in that position. The Steelers have that primetime guy in Roethlisberger who may not be the most charismatic of guys and certainly has had his issues off the field that have been well documented. But he is an elite quarterback, and there aren't many of those walking the planet. There just aren't many of those walking the planet. Just, I mean, look at all the guys that do really well in college and the game doesn't translate to the NFL. Johnny Manziel's game is not going to translate to the NFL. It's just not. And I think it's a real roll of the dice on this year's quarterback class. There's no doubt that Winston has all the talent and makes a lot of really good throws. I think he has a chance to be really good if he can keep his head on straight. Mariota is a really, really tough guy to evaluate. You love his leadership. You love his attitude. You love his demeanor. You love his escapability. You love his speed. I think he throws the ball pretty well. I'm not sure yet whether he can make all the throws. I don't know. But he's the guy you have to look at. Brett Hundley had a lousy combine. And I'll tell you right now, Hundley, I thought, had a good, not great career at UCLA. A lot of mistakes, turnovers, judgment, sacks. He got sacked a lot. And he'll have some streaks where he played really well, and he had streaks where suddenly he'd go south on you. I think Garrett Grayson of Colorado State is an interesting guy to take a look at. Not among the first 10 to 20 picks, but a good long look. And the other part, too, about Mariota, and maybe you're being picky about Mariota when you get to him, but, again, the number of snaps he took under center. He was a spread quarterback in high school, Kevin. He was a spread quarterback at Oregon. He took only 5 snaps under center all season this year. Now, is that a prerequisite for success in the NFL? No, but at the same time, I think it doesn't hurt that you have that it gives an offensive coach, an offensive coordinator, a multitude of options as to where to deploy your quarterback in terms of comfort level, if they can have at least an ease of taking snaps under center and making plays from that spot, too. Just adds a little bit more to the offense as to what you want to do and maybe the timing of what you want to do. So yeah, the Polamalu thing is a big issue because it's going to save them cap room. And I just think it's really weird the Steelers just are saying, it's like the Steelers feel like there's going to be some sort of backlash if they cut him. There's not going to be any backlash. It's today's game.
I think most fans feel if they cut him and improve the secondary, it's okay.
Yeah, but they can't afford him. His cap number's huge.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. But if they don't improve the secondary and cut him, then I think there's a backlash. Because you haven't improved anything. You know, you cut the guy because you needed money, but you didn't use that money wisely.
Right, but what, you're going to keep him? Are you using the money wisely?
I'm saying if you are going to cut him, you have to use the money wisely.
Cut him.
And again, I'm not saying don't cut him. I'm saying smart.
Bag him.
I'm saying be smart and do something intelligent with it.
I'm kidding.
I know you are.
But look, unfortunately, today's sports is different than the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Beginning in the 90s, and especially once we made the turn into the 2000s, lack of emotion. And I also think that a major mistake has been made by general managers or player personnel people of long-term contracts.
Now, are you still talking baseball? Are you talking football or baseball?
Any sport. Okay, New York Islanders, Rick DiPietro, 15-year contract, New York Islanders. Really? Alex Rodriguez. You know, but a 10-year, $250 million deal, Ryan Howard. Now, the NFL's a little bit different. It's about, because, look, you have to make the team to get the money. So Paul Amalo has, what, 2 years remaining on his contract?
I believe
it's
2 years.
And, you know, Roethlisberger's going to get a deal. I'll bet Roethlisberger gets a deal of 6-7 years. But the key will be where's the guaranteed money? For example, take Flacco. Flacco had, what, $120 million 6 years, but $58 million is guaranteed. Drew Brees was 5 years, $100 million. I believe $60 million was guaranteed. So you have to, the way the NFL structures money makes it a little bit easier for them, and they can make decisions. But you have to make those unemotional decisions. Albert Pujols, 10-year, $225 million. The St. Louis Cardinals said no, Kevin. They said no. And that was a very unpopular decision in St. Louis. Yet they've taken, to your point, which was a very good one, they've taken the $225 million, and what have the Cardinals done with it? They spread it around a whole bunch of other players. That's what they did with it.
And if you do that and make yourself better, no fans are going to sit there and argue. You might get a grumble or two, like, I wish they would have cut him. But then when it finally goes through, it's like, you know what? I'm okay with it.
I think almost every Steeler fan, outside of you and Sean Carey, understands, okay, thanks for the time.
And get better. That's the big thing. Get better because of it.
Yep. Okay, but keeping him, you're not going to be better
either. No. I also agree with that. But don't sit there and squander it. That's the point I'm trying to make. Don't sit and squander
it. Well, you're going to roll the dice on a lot of different guys. You do not change the face of the franchise in free agency. You don't do that. What you do is you find other parts that can make the franchise better, but they have to be done in multiple parts and not in a single player. There's no impact player in free agency that suddenly changes the entire direction of the franchise. Everybody that's out there in free agency is a part that can change things, that can make you a little bit better here. Okay, we're a little bit better now in the secondary. We sign this guy. We're a little bit better now in the offensive line. We sign this guy. They are not program changers. They're only potential program improvers. Take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Forget March Madness. At Sunbury Motors Kia, there's nothing to be mad about. Because in the month of March, every pre-owned vehicle we have is on sale. It's March Happiness Month. Wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia. With hundreds thousands of vehicles to choose from, starting at just $39.88. Sunbury Motors Kia has what you want. And if not, we'll get it for you. Package that with the best interest rates available, and you'll be happy. So whether it's a car, truck, van, or SUV you're looking for, Sunbury Motors Kia is your one-stop shop. And you get the advantage of SMC's lowest price promise and Auto Club, where we pay you for the miles you drive. It's better than free. We pay you. So check us out at SunburyMotors.com 24/7 or stop in for the March Happiness Sale at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf, where we've been selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 100 years.
What are you laughing about now?
The doggone Shamoka Dam Orchestra. Find a gear, man. Yeah, we pay much more than union scale. Come on.
It's really cold out, so, you know, give them a break. They just didn't get it going.
Tell them to stop their whining. They're making more than they would at Carnegie Hall. Let's go.
Right.
I think they're good, but come on. Okay, so, yeah, and we'll have PIAA wrestling coverage with Steve Williams coming up in a bit. Looking forward to that. A lot going on with the Valley Wrestlers down at the PIAA. Steve will get us up to date on all of that.
It's great
to have you on.
I'm sorry, Steve, a ton of District 4 wrestlers made it in the AA tournament. So there's a lot of wrestlers to follow in AA from the region.
Good. That's great. That is great. And we'll find out how they are doing and get an update from Steve on that from Hershey. Bucknell plays tonight. Holy Cross, Soyka Pavilion. You'll hear it on Eagle 107 with Doug Birdsong this evening. We had asked Doug to be on the show today. Something about us not being good enough. Didn't quite know what that meant.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's like, Doug, you know. Actually, Doug is so busy with something on campus right now. Bison Vision? Or
Campus Insiders, actually.
Campus Insiders,
doing stuff.
Yeah. We're going to try and get Doug on tomorrow, right? And talk about Bucknell. Dave's done a remarkable job with them. Really, heck of a year. I mean, they'll get national postseason out of it regardless. But obviously, you have a chance on your home court to go out and home court your way to the NCAAs. Wow. What a great opportunity this is for a young basketball team. They're so young in so many areas. Dave had a plan. I give him a lot of credit the way he played it out. So the experience that he's brought to the table, he is... done a marvelous job. So that's tonight. What, 7 o'clock sound right at Soyka this evening?
I believe it is 7. And, yeah, 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip.
Yep. So 7 o'clock tonight. Get out there, fill it up, all 4,000 seats, because it's playoff time. And if it's playoff time, I think that... you got to get yourself out there to see it. All right, next half hour, Kevin laments Troy Polamalu.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Lawrence moment to be riveting.
You were riveted by the Lawrence moment?
Came on and told us what station we were on.
Just in case you forgot.
Believe me, I haven't.
Judging by the attendance, you haven't.
Best place I've ever worked. Easily. All right. Let's get to wrestling. Down at Hershey, Steve Williams is down there. Steve, give us an update on what is obviously a very extensive day for those across the valley.
Well, yeah, there's been a change in format down here where they've increased each bracket to 20 wrestlers. And really, in the AA rounds this morning, what they've also done is they pre-assign mats, so it's been kind of tough to follow. You'll have sometimes three or four different weights on the different mats. They still went with six mats, and they did a good time with the timing. I was kind of concerned with that, but everything seemed to work through very well. But you really got to pay attention, and they have the big scoreboard hanging in the middle. You really got to kind of keep up with everything and just to know where your guy's going to wrestle. But other than that, you know, things, I guess, went pretty much according to, I think, what everybody thought in the first round. I know talking to Kevin there, he was a little surprised at the Bloomsburg wrestler that got beat. But, you know, pretty much everything else went according to the way it should. Now, that'll certainly change in the quarters and the semifinals.
Well, you mentioned 145 there. Cody Klinger from Bloomsburg, not only did he lose and is eliminated, but not only lose in the first round, but he also lost in the consolations. And, you know, Klinger's been a very solid wrestler for Bloomsburg and in District 4, but that 145 weight class is really, really stacked. And 152 is well represented from District 4 as well, with Bennett from Milton, Barnes from Southern Columbia, and Vitale from Benton all in the quarters now.
Well, yeah, you're right about 145. In fact, I know of some instances where a wrestler went to 152 figuring he had a better chance at it. He ended up getting eliminated there also. But when you talk about Bennett from Milton, he was eliminated this afternoon, two straight losses. He lost to Herkey from Saucon Valley and Mackley from Eastern York. And of the three wrestlers that Milton sent down, two of those three have been eliminated. Gage Heller lost to John Tyndale of Schuylkill Valley 5-2, so the only wrestler for Milton still alive, and that is in the consolations, is Brandon Stokes. He is still wrestling back for a possible chance at third. But so kind of a tough tournament early on for the Milton guys. The only other really wrestler from the area other than that was eliminated is we go all the way up north to Warrior Run, where Eric Hunt was eliminated at 126 pounds. But again, everybody else pretty much doing what they expected them to do. You know, Cole Walter from Mifflinburg started off with a fairly quick fall, and you know, he's wrestling a kid from Blairsville next, who, you know, I'm sure he's going to have no trouble with. But you know, and then of course the group from Southern Columbia, Lane, Casey Lane, and Billy Barnes. Billy Barnes wrestling a whole minute 37. Kent Lane wrestling a whole 42 seconds, getting quick falls there. So those guys doing what everybody expected them to do.
All right, Steve. Appreciate the update very much.
All righty. We'll be here.
Okay. Steve Alrighty, Williams thanks. With us. And Hershey with the PIAA. So it sounds like with one or two exceptions, everything's on track, right?
Yeah, District 4 well represented, as I said earlier, in AA. But I'm really surprised that Zach Bennett losing in the first and in the consolations right out of the gate at 52. But it is a really tough 45 and 52 right now in AA are really, really tough, not only in the district, but in the state. And Billy Barnes right now wrestling really well from Southern Columbia in the Steve talked about him being in the quarterfinals now with a 137 pin. And then his counterpart at 145 this particular time around at from Southern Columbia, Kent Lane, wrestled a whole 42 seconds before he took care of Seth Bainey from Huntington and is also in the quarterfinals. But I would think that those two guys for Southern Columbia at 45 and 52 have a real good shot at making the finals. And you know, they've wrestled well all year long for Southern.
All right, so we'll find out how it plays out at the PIAA Wrestling Championships. I mean, a lot of these guys have faced each other along the line in independent tournaments,
somewhere, juniors,
things
yeah.
like that, right? Yeah, somewhere along the line, yeah.
AAA, a couple of guys from Selins Grove will be in the AAAs. We'll get underway a little bit later on here this afternoon and early this evening. One of them that I don't know if Steve had a chance to mention yet at 160 that we just found, Cole Walter from Mifflinburg. He advanced to the quarterfinals with a fall in the first round at 245. So, again, as I said, well represented as District 4. And Justin Haley from Wyalusing, a Wyalusing team that is very solid in the northern tier. He also advanced to the quarterfinals from the bottom half of the bracket.
All right. So you're up to date.
And I'm trying to get all this on our WKOK Facebook page, but it is going to be one long post.
Well, they had success. That's good.
And we'll have coverage. We'll have coverage of the AA finals as well as the third, fifth, and seventh round match, or seventh place matches, Saturday afternoon on WKOK and on the WKOK app, getting underway at 1:45. As I'll join Steve and Hershey, Matt's side actually. Steve will be up in the rafters. I'll be Matt's side.
Really?
Yes.
Different spot. Really?
Yes.
How you gonna pull that off?
The wonders of radio and wireless technology.
So you're down below.
Yes. I'll try and catch up with some of the District 4 winners, some of the District 4 coaches as well, talk about their experiences along the way, and maybe even catch mom or dad along the way, too, that I'm sure that will be very proud there on Saturday.
That's great. So, seventh place, huh?
Yeah, they'll do the fifth. They'll do the finals, third, fifth, and seventh, all at the same time on all formats. It's going to be a busy Saturday. Wrestling, it's like Steve said, wrestling is one of those sports that when you get to this stage of the year, you have to have eyes everywhere. It usually takes three or four people to actually follow a tournament this early because you have so many matches going on at once. A couple of years ago, there was an overhead shot.
I believe it's six.
Sometimes eight. Sometimes eight. As many as eight mats on the floor. I believe the old arena, they had eight mats in it. I just remember looking at there was a shot. Somebody took a picture years ago, high from the rafters, and it just looked like a sea of different colored mats on the floor. And it was really interesting because if you got off to the side, it got a little bit cold because that's where the ice was.
Well, you just explained why the Jordan Center has problems. All right. So.
What did I explain? What did I allude to that I don't remember?
Eight mats.
I'm pretty sure they have eight mats going on.
That's why the Jordan Center is as long as it is. Somebody came up with an ingenious idea. Okay.
I'll double check my schedule, but I think they were scheduled early on for eight mats.
Sure. If you could get back to me at 5:05 and that'd be great.
Well, I mean, I want to be accurate. Now you have me second guessing myself again. I hate when you do that.
I'm not second guessing you.
I'm second guessing me.
it's not on my list of concerns.
I realize that. All right, that's it. I'm going to find out how many mats they have right now.
Okay.
You know, it's the little things that bother me. I want to be accurate here.
I was asked today what jerseys in my lifetime I have owned.
None. Next question.
It's true.
That might have been the easiest question I've ever been given.
But I was asked that today, and they couldn't believe it.
I was surprised as well when I first found that out.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why that surprised me, but it did. But, you know, knowing you over the years, now I'm not.
Now, which ones have you owned over the years?
Baseball or football?
Anything.
I had a Jim Tomey baseball. Football.
Baseball jersey,
yes.
Okay.
Now, right. Are you counting the T-shirt jerseys, or are you talking genuine jersey here?
Everything. Everything.
Right. I have a Chase Utley T-shirt jersey. Football jersey, I have my own custom jersey that my wife got me 1 year for Christmas. That was right after I got the reversible Rod Woodson jersey, and he moved on, which is why my wife decided to get my junior high number in high school to put on that, because she figured at least that would be one team member that wouldn't move on and wouldn't have to worry about that. So it was a really clever idea on her part. I got to give her credit. And then the Troy Polamalu jersey. I think that's the only ones I've had. Now, Daniel has a Jerome Bettis jersey, and he had a Penn State jersey, but I don't remember the number.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
800-795-9565. What jerseys do you have in your collection? Find out what they have in their collection. Is there a jersey you wish you could have that you've never been able to lay your hands on?
Ooh. A genuine Chase Utley jersey. No, okay. You know what? No, I lie. There's one that actually gets way above that one, and that was a Mike Schmidt jersey. The blue one.
Mike Schmidt
jersey. The road jersey.
Okay.
I don't know why, but the road jersey.
No, it's a good-looking jersey back then, back in those days. The Spikes wore St. Louis Cardinals blue jerseys on a throwback night. I think it was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. That said Spikes across the front with the Cardinal, with the bat and the Cardinals on it and so forth. And it was a really great-looking jersey. They did it for auction. They auctioned off the jerseys, a silent auction to benefit cancer research. But that was a sharp-looking jersey. So, I mean, to those of you out there at 800-795-9565, if money were no object and you could buy a jersey, regardless of sport, who would it be? Kevin would be Mike Schmidt. Who would it be for you? Money's no object.
Could have been Babe Ruth, because I end up looking like Babe Ruth by the time I got to be able to buy a jersey.
Okay. 800-795-9565.
Well, I mean, not in the face. I'm talking in the stomach area. There was a time where I think I resembled Babe Ruth.
800-795-9565. Yeah, if there's one jersey, you money's no object. So you could buy a jersey and you wear it with pride. It's your player, whatever. Who would it be? You may already have it in your current collection. Maybe you don't. I'd like to find out who that would be. 800-795-9565. We'll find out some of your answers in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords, 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin has one more day to drive a Ford F-150.
Hey, can you guess what drive I had it into this morning? Two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive? You guessed four, you'd be correct. I've had it in four-wheel drive more than two. The nice thing is, though, remember years ago when you put a vehicle in four-wheel drive, you could actually watch the needle on the gas tank go to E? Well, with the all-new 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6, you actually don't see any change in the mileage. As a matter of fact, I think I got actually better mileage as the week went on, pushing 17 miles to the gallon around town. Not bad for a vehicle that has a maximum towing capacity of 8,500 pounds. The Ford F-150 XLT in several different modes and models, including the Lariat, the XL, the XLT, the King Ranch. Find out more by visiting sunburymotors.com and check out the all-new 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6, which actually has more payload and towing capacity than the 3.5-liter V6 that doesn't have EcoBoost. Believe it or not. Check it out, sunburymotors.com, and also in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury.
Okay. We're talking about, will Troy Polamalu retire or not? Like, over time, look at all the great players in the history of the game that ended someplace else in their career. I don't care whether it's Babe Ruth with the Boston Braves, or Willie Mays with the Mets, or Emmitt Smith with the Arizona Cardinals, or Bobby Orr with the Chicago Blackhawks, or Wayne Gretzky with, what, the St. Louis Blues? Gordie Howe with the Whalers? Bobby Hull with the Whalers? That's how they ended their career. Brian Dawkins with the Denver Broncos? Peyton Manning? Looks like it's going to be the Broncos, not the Indianapolis Colts. It's just not the way it is any longer. It just isn't. A very rare. Look at look at Cal Ripken Jr., entire career Baltimore Orioles. Look at Eddie Murray. He played with the Indians. Going back over time, that, you know, so often, I mean, sure, there are certain guys that, let's see, like a Ted Williams or a Yastrzemski or a Mickey Mantle or DiMaggio played their entire career with one team. Even Ty Cobb. You go back to Ty Cobb. He played his last 2 years with the Philadelphia A's. It's just, when the team doesn't think that you have enough for them anymore, you're too expensive. That's why I've always found, take for example Cleveland, LeBron James. Remember when LeBron James signed with the Miami Heat? They had a mass burning of LeBron James jerseys in Cleveland. The same group of individuals had to go out and then re-spend their money and buy new ones when he came back. Michael Jordan ended with the Washington Wizards. Wilt Chamberlain. Lakers. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lakers. Started with the Bucks. You just don't have players staying in one spot their entire career. It's a rarity. And it's a rarity in any sport. Even the greats of the greats ended up someplace else. And I think that's one of the reasons when I talk about front versus back, in the end, aren't you a Steeler fan, or are you a Steeler fan because of Troy Polamalu?
Well, I was a Steeler fan before Troy Polamalu was there. That's very true.
Right.
And at that point, it was Bradshaw.
Well, that's an interesting pick.
I can't tell you why. Well, I can tell you why. It was the quarterback. That's why. Like Swanee, too. And then when Mean Joe did the Coke commercial, he was my man. But then again, I was five. Everything changed.
Lynn Swann's a very, very interesting man to talk to. Very intelligent. You'd like talking to Swan.
Can you give me his number?
Yes.
I'd love to talk to Swan.
But the FBI has told me I can't.
Again? Stinking FBI.
They mentioned something about you being on some watch list. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Now remember, when accused, deny, deny, deny.